Registrare, rilascia per inviare, voiceover non attivo.
Good evening, Reaper users. I am going to demo something that it could be probably useful to some of you, since this especially to Chris that has this question about channels and stuff like that. Here's the way I do it.
Voiceover attivo. WhatsApp, messaggio vocale da simbolo della dizione 1.
Let's see if we can make this work.
2 secondi, 19, 55, ascoltato, posizione attuale, 0 secondi, 2 secondi. Azioni disponibili.
Okay. Just so you can hear it. Okay, and let me probably put it in American. So now I have here
one track removed. No tracks.
A Reaper with no track loaded. Now what I'm going to do, and I'm going to use this virtual, I'm going to use the virtual MIDI keyboard for that. So I know that I'm going to follow what Chris said in his, way of doing things, and then I'm going to tell you how I fix the problem. And it's a different method than going to send and the I thing and send it to channels and all that. It's a different way of doing it. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new track with Control T. I'm going to call it piano. Okay. And I'm going to put there the piano one. So I'm going to hit F.
Piano.
I'm going to set the input. And for now, I'm going to set it to MIDI. All MIDI, all channels. I'm doing the exact same step that the virtual instrument on your track is doing, but I'm doing it manually. So I armed it. And monitor it.
Normal.
So if I do Alt B now, I get sound. Now, let's create a second track. Let's create a second track. Let's see if I do have the Yamaha thing or whatever. So I'm going to create a second track and call it piano
2.
And I'm going to add
effects to track 2 piano 2 dialog. List 1 PX.
And
T. Where are
the things called?
Land. Filter. Edit. Chief. List. And XG. X.
List
1 VST. SYXG 50 X86 Yamaha.
Yeah, that should be the one.
Enter effects. Track 2 piano 2 dialog. List it.
So now we have 2 piano. It doesn't really matter, but just to prove a point here. So I'm going to, again, input, but this time, I'm
going
to go all inputs, so the virtual MIDI keyboard is also being used, but I'm going to go channel 2. So, I'm
going to
arm it, monitor it, and do Alt B. Wait, let me unarm the first track, sorry. And as you can see, virtual keyboard is on. I'm typing, but no sound. As Chris was saying. Now, I'm going to go on again. MIDI input.
Input MIDI checks up menu. I delta map input the channels up all MIDI inputs checks up.
And I'm gonna go
all channels. A.
All input all channels.
Even menus. Two piano, two arms.
And I get sound again. Which another piano is not the piano one. It's a different piano. Now what I'm going to do. Let's say I want this track to be on channel 2, not on channel 1 or on channel whatever the virtual MIDI keyboard is on, because I don't even know and I don't even care. And you're gonna see why in a moment. I'm going to go in the same MIDI menu.
Automatic record input none. I input MIDI checks up.
MIDI check.
Delta AP MIDI sub.
I'm going to go
map input the channel sub. All MIDI inputs checks up menu.
All MIDI input. I'm verifying that it's checked.
All channels checked. A.
And I'm verifying that all channels is checked.
All MIDI.
Okay. Everything is working. Now.
Map input the channel sub menu.
I'm going to go here. Map input to channel. Here is here's the tricks. The important part here. Here's where you can decide that you can have a piano on channel 2, not on channel 1. Let's prove it. So we go there.
Source channel check.
Source channel, whatever the source is.
Channel 1.
Channel 1.
Channel 2. C.
Channel 2.
Enter leaving menus.
Now, doing it this way, if I do Alt B in this track, I'm going to have a sound. So now, let me do a little recording with this. Let's see, can I change the patch on this Yamaha VST? Maybe if I put the Recontrol MIDI on the input track. I'm trying this now.
AIFG. List 1, list 2, T's, I, 8, 1, T's, VST, addictive drums, XLM, audio, and VST, 3i, electric amp, filter, edit combo, C, the set of value, comma, C, AIFG. List 1, list 2, 0 items, the move, read.
Can't find... Keep
3, 1, 3, view, instruments, 9 of 11.
Rear control MIDI? Okay.
VST, Ray Cast Cockles. VST, Raycom Cockles. VST, Ray Control MIDI Cockles.
That's the one. Track 2, piano 2. So now I have my rear control MIDI on the input of this track, not on the output, but on the input.
Land, backslash program, select edit, type in text. Land, backslash program, select program, combo box, land. Backslash program, select edit, type in text. Backslash program, select load file button to activate press.
Let me load.
Track 2, piano 2, input, GM, dot, repeat, dot, quadro, explorer, dot, gnome file, edit, combo, GM, dot,
end, hey, land. That GM, dot, rebank, let's see if that works in this VST.
00, keep that backslash program, select program, combo box, land, 0 items, that backslash program, select edit, 0, type in text, that backslash program, select load file button, add notes, transpose, edit, 0, keep that backslash program, select edit, 0, type keep that backslash program, select edit, 0, type keep that backslash program, select band, combo box, user 11 of 11, general MIDI bank 5, general MIDI bank 1.
Let's go in general MIDI bank 1, see if we can get.
Backslash program, select edit, 121, type in text, that backslash program, select edit, 1, type backslash program, select program, combo box, wet acoustic, wet right acoustic, wet vibraphone.
Should be a bass.
Guitar feedback, finger slap. Sit slow violin. Yank in. Slow violin.
Let's slow violin. See if we can get sounds. I don't know. Let's try. I don't know. Never played with this. There you go. So now we have a piano and a violin. Now let's try to record something. I'm going to go my first piano. Let's go to the violin.
And track it. Land two violin, zero items, FX. VST, epic on it. Violin, I.
V.
A. O. L. I. N. Enter track. Land two violin, zero items.
That's better. Now.
One piano, zero items, FX.
I want my piano to be on channel 1 and my violin to be on channel, let's say, 3. So let's do them. Piano.
Copy that context. Track automatic record on input. None. I. Input. MIDI.
MIDI.
Map input.
Map input.
Channel 1.
Channel 1.
Track. One piano, zero items. FX. Arm.
Unarm this one.
One piano, FX. Arm.
Arm that one.
Then track you.
See if I can record on this one. Okay, I forgot to unarm the violin, apparently. There you go, it's unarmed now. There you go. So let me record something very, very, I don't know, simple with a virtual MIDI keyboard. I don't even know what I can record, but I'll record something just because. So I'm going to go R.
Metronomon. Virtual MIDI keyboard dialogue.
I don't remember if I have a count, but I record. There you go. Stop the recording. Let's play it back. Very unquantized. So let me quantize it real quick. That's a lot better. Okay, thank you. Now let me do a violin recording. So let me unarm. Instead of unarming the track, I'm going to unarm all tracks to make sure this time. There you go. This one, and I don't know why it's also speaking in Italian when it's reading the tracks. I set it to speak American, but it's not doing it.
Jaws professional.
Let me see if I.
Menu, edit. Phantom center submenu. Jaws phantom submenu. T. Allow access to my computer. Menu bar. Menu language. Menu. Jaws English.
It's on English.
Two violins.
Okay, now he's speaking American. I don't know what the heck's going on with Jaws. But anyway. So now every track that I have here is not arm. So what I'm going to do now is let Reaper choose the track to arm when I select it. So I'm going to unselect each. I'm going to select all tracks. Sorry, select all track with.
Land one piano.
Control A.
Track input. Track recording. Automatic track recording setting. Automatic record arm when track selected. Hey.
Awesome. There you go.
Land two violin arm. Land one piano arm. One.
So now it's the piano being armed. And now is the violin. automatic and cool. So let me do into recording. And let's see if I can record something with the violin now. And let's see what I can do with it.
Edit record. Add the virtual video.
And let's play it back.
Okay.
See what the problem is. There you go, my little piano and violin. Now, let's check if the channels have been respected as I wanted them. So, we have on piano, media editor, and let's see if this one is on what channel. So control F2 on this note.
One.
Now let's select the violin.
Control F2 here. Two.
Yes. So this is the probably fastest and quick way to work and map your channels to your input and output, not caring for your input source. You leave it at all channels, MIDI, all channels, and then you go map input and you map whatever you want. And probably showed also another couple of other things that are cool to somebody.